The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. At 8:45, we click in on our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning and happy Friday. Did you do that sound on purpose?
I'm running real close to the edge this morning. I need a little more Starbucks. I need just
some
a little
caffeine.
How are you? How's things at the George Real Estate Group?
Well, a lot to be thankful for, and the market is incredible, and it continues to move here in Henderson County. Of course, we talk about this a lot with the supply and demand. Regardless of these interest rates, regardless of the, it doesn't matter, because life happens, therefore real estate happens, and we're seeing that here more than ever here in Henderson County. With the low inventory levels, though, prices keep going up. The average single-family home price in Henderson County is at $529, and that's about a 7% appreciation from this current 12 months compared to the previous 12 months, but we've had an 11% drop in the number of homes selling. And so, but because of the low inventory levels, and even though we've had a slight decline in demand, prices keep going up. And I think we're going to continue to see that. Someone just asked me, what should we do? I mean, like, actually they were asking for their adult child and interest rates are so high. But if you can afford to buy today, you should, because guess what? When interest rates go down, prices are going to actually keep going up, because there's going to be even more demand hitting the market. And so it's a fascinating, industry. But, real estate's a life-driven event. And so we're here and we're grateful to help our clients navigate through the buying and selling. I do have to say one thing about, there's a lot of national news about the real estate industry. One thing I want to remind listeners is commissions have always been negotiable. That actually has always been the case. And so if you're working and considering hiring a listing agent, you can negotiate and decide if you want to negotiate commissions there. If you're working with a buyer's agent, you can negotiate commissions there. Again, that's always been the case. And so again, you got to be careful how the news spins things, but yeah. We're leaning into the conversation, and we're grateful to have the conversation with our clients that are considering buying or selling, and we'd love to help. We had the experience of helping over 1,400 families throughout the years, with the buying and selling. And again, business is going to continue to happen. Real estate is going to continue to happen because real estate happens around life.
You need to buy a house or you need to sell a house. I mean, it happens. And don't you have some open houses scheduled?
Yes, we have three open houses because we have three incredible brand new listings hitting the market today. 1341 Chanteloup Drive, incredible neighborhood right there in Flat Rock and Hendersonville. Then we have 828 Foster Hill Drive in Blue Ridge Estates off of Little River Road and Berea Church. This home has $1 million views, but not for $1 million. I mean, like, you can see Craggy Mountain, you can see Mitchell Mountain, you can see Pisgah. It is the most stunning long-range views, and the house is perfectly situated to take advantage of that. And then we also have 209 Camellia Way in Timber Creek. These three listings, I don't think they're going to last very long, but they're all being opened this Sunday, 2 to 4.
Okay. You can get more information at your website, I'm sure, and see pictures.
Absolutely. You can call us directly at 828-393-0134. Find us online at realestatebygreg.com, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Sorry, that was a little bit of a long intro on the real estate market. We had a lot to cover, but so excited to have with us Brittany Brady, our hometown hero this morning.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I always do better on Fridays for some
reason.
That's right.
But the real question, how's your bracket doing?
Oh, well, I'm in there still. Okay. I'm still in there. Noah, you busted.
I am shockingly having one of the best brackets of my year. How about you?
I have three, and one's doing better than the other.
Okay.
I'm in a couple of different groups, so we'll see if I come out on top in any of them.
Man, it's
it's exciting, though.
It is. It's a fun time of the year.
And how about NC State winning last night?
Yeah, that's six in a row
for them.
That's
right.
Yeah, and I know. It's amazing. Good time of the year, man. Well, let's switch the conversation to the Henderson County Partners for Economic Development. Brittany, you are there, and you have been for a long time. Tell us about your past with that organization. First of all, what is that organization?
Yeah. So the Henderson County Partnership for Economic Development is a public-private organization, and ultimately we work to create and retain quality jobs in Henderson County. A lot of times people hear economic development and they say they don't like it. In fact, if you sit through any public hearing, you probably hear people say they don't like it. I would like to tell you that you probably do. Only 1% of land in Henderson County is industrial zoned, but your industry is 30% of your tax base, and that only accounts for 12% of services. So we like to say that manufacturing pays the bills. It helps pay for our public services. It helps pay for our public schools. And that's ultimately what we do every day, is that we work to bring in good jobs and good investment into this community to preserve what we love in Henderson County. And I've been with the organization for 13 years. I started as a marketing coordinator, kind of fresh off the streets, thought I knew a little bit about marketing places, and have moved my way up through the ranks and has been the president of the organization the past 6 years.
Fantastic. Well, you must have a really exciting job. I can see all of those ingredients coming together to be really exciting to try to match and meet everybody.
It is. Every project's different, but they're all really fun.
Well, I mean, I can imagine the landscape has changed since you first started, you said 12 years ago.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we talk about projects pre-pandemic. They would come in, they would be in town for a while. You would, you know, take them, wine them, dine them, get the, you know, in the community. Now a lot of that is done by desktop. And so your website better be great. Mm-hmm. The request for proposal that these companies are requesting better be perfect when you turn it in. And then when you get them, you might have them for 2 hours if you're lucky on that initial visit, and you better show them everything that your community has. So it's definitely changed.
That's so fascinating. I mean, I know, and I obviously I'm a little biased. I'm sure you are too for our incredible community we live in, and being able to share with these different industries and different corporations that are considering moving here. Is it just big corporations that you are courting?
We work with everybody, and that's another misconception about manufacturing. So there's over 130 manufacturers in the community, and they're all shapes and sizes. So there's, you know, one person shop, there's, you know, 600 person shops, and we work with all of them. And so if it's a local company who needs to expand, we'll help them out. Or if it's a, you know, a well-known C-suite kind of Fortune 500 company, we'll also help them out as well. So we primarily focus on manufacturing, but we dabble in professional services as well.
What kind of successes come to mind?
I think the success that put our organization on the map was probably Sierra Nevada. We work with, again, over 130 companies, but a lot of those companies are making components for cars or phones, and you're not going and buying something from Meritor off the shelf, but you might be going and buying a product from Sierra Nevada off the shelf. And so that kind of elevated what we do in the community, and people got what we do. So that was really exciting. I think for me professionally, my first big win as a president of the organization was Jabil. That is located off Upward Road in the Flat Rock community, and it was a public-private partnership with the City of Hendersonville and Henderson County to actually buy and develop that industrial park in the middle of the pandemic. But it's been a great success, and they have overinvested what they said they were going to do, which is always a win for our taxpayers in Henderson County.
Yeah, I know. I was I drove down 26 recently south. Mm-hmm. And so what is that over there? That's what you guys are building.
Yes, we continue to work with developers to bring in new opportunities, again, in those industrial zoned areas for more jobs for our community.
Well, I'm sure, for one, glad you did work with Sierra Nevada. That is a fun place.
It is a fun place.
Go out there. I really do.
Can you explain for listeners, what is the public-private sector? I mean, what is that? Who are you employed by?
Sure. So we're a nonprofit organization. We have about 140 private investors, and those range from all sorts of companies who see the benefit. When companies are coming to town, such as Sierra Nevada, everyone is benefiting. You're selling homes, and, you know, contractors are building. So we have all of those private companies investing in us. But the majority of our funding comes from our public partners. So Henderson County and the municipalities within the Henderson County pretty much contract us out to do the recruitment and retention of industry.
That's amazing. What are some other misunderstandings that someone might have? You mentioned a couple already. Did we cover the primary ones?
The primary ones are there. I think there's a lot of questions right now about workforce and what that looks like and why would you recruit if, you know, workforce is as low as it is. But it's, we're really marketing for the future. So unfortunately, we saw Continental close recently, and we had to market for that ahead of time. And we're also marketing for a change in industry. And so we're seeing companies investing now in Industry 4.0 or AI, and that changes the landscape of jobs. And so when you've got those changes, we're always trying to make sure we're bringing in the best types of companies. So if there was a closure or reduction in force, we're ready for that.
Incredible.
Tell us about some of the other things that you're not just married to your job. You are involved in a lot of other organizations.
That's correct.
Board of directors and so on. Tell us about.
Yeah. So, and locally, I'm here on the UNC Health Party Board. I'm also involved in the Henderson County Tourism Development Authority Board. And then at the state level, I'm the legislative chair for the North Carolina Economic Development Association.
Oh, well, those are all three very busy jobs right there.
They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
The next question is your family. Tell us about who puts up with this busy schedule of yours.
Yes, I'm married to my husband, Zach. We've been married for 12 years, and we have two children. We have a 6-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. So we are always busy and running in multiple different directions, but having fun.
Did you ever see yourself in this role?
Oh, goodness, no. I mean, my background was hospitality and tourism, and that's what I thought I was going to do. I didn't know economic development existed. In fact, there's very few people who go to school for economic development. But it's been fun. And I you know, while I didn't think I was in this role, I always loved Henderson County. I remember I studied abroad, and I would go to every city, and I would say, I love Paris, but Hendersonville is still my favorite city. And so I still wanted to be a tour guide for my community, and I guess that's what I am now.
I mean, you're an advocate for our community.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, really, both of you are. And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, you both are showing the best of what we have. About every day.
It is. I mean, it's I mean, again, I think it's incredible what you and your organization are doing. How tell us about your team. Do you have?
Yeah, we're a small and steady team. So we do have a board of directors that we report to. And then we have a vice president, Jamie Justice. He takes care of our business development going outside of the community and also working to secure industrial sites and buildings. And then Emily Martin is our director of industry and workforce. And she takes care of those 130 companies, meets with them on a daily basis, and then builds our workforce programs, including our apprenticeship program.
That's amazing.
My notes say only that your husband has a unique car.
We have a unique car. We have a unique car.
Don't get
he
the message.
He drives it more. But yes, he has a 1981 DeLorean. So
really? Fascinating.
Yes, you'll probably see him around. He drives it. It's not his daily driver, but it's almost his daily driver. And it's really fun for him to take our kids to school in the DeLorean, and the teacher's like, how do we close the doors? What are we doing?
So that's amazing.
But it's a fun car for our family.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, for all the reasons, right? That car is, you know, carries a lot of, you know, just significance for
yes.
It does
yes.
for a lot of people.
71?
81.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
That's amazing. So you, where do you see the next 10, 20 years here for Henderson County?
That's a great question. You know, I alluded to earlier, there's going to be more Industry 4.0, which is more investment in machinery. And sometimes folks get a little nervous about that. But ultimately, that means that there's going to be higher tech jobs. And so while it might change the landscape, like a lot of folks are looking at the change with AI and what that means for jobs, it's going to change the way some manufacturing jobs look. And that's okay. That means we're going to be able to have higher paying jobs. So I think we're going to lean into that. We're really focused on the transportation component section, our sector of the economy. We're just north of course, Greer, South Carolina with BMW, and just south of Asheville with Pratt & Whitney. And so there's great opportunities in both automotive and aerospace, and we hope to lean into that.
Patch, yeah, what a valid point. Just south of Pratt & Whitney, just north of BMW. That's amazing.
Well, and a few weeks ago, we had a conversation with the VP of marketing of the Asheville Airport. And then the Asheville Airport, what a resource for our community.
It's the third busiest airport in the state, and people don't recognize how well-suited we are to have the Asheville Airport and the opportunities. And we have industrial land right beside the airport. So we're really in a great position, and we've got to be patient to find the right folks to work with and hopefully land the right aerospace client in the future.
Fantastic.
That's amazing. Again, quality of life here, and then for all the things that you're promoting, and then, you know, the corporations that bring their businesses here, and then the jobs, and people get to raise their families here. I mean, it's
absolutely
just,
yeah,
it's powerful.
It's a great, great place to be.
Brittany, we really appreciate all the volunteer things and all you do for our community, and we have a small token of our appreciation. Noah does some certificates and at area restaurants.
Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you. And we wanted to ask you to come by and thank you for what you do for our hometown.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Noah, you got 30 seconds to tell us about three big open houses.
Well, the three open houses, you can certainly find that on our website and follow us on Facebook. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast. But we have three big open houses this Sunday. And, of course, for all your real estate needs, give us a call at 828-393-0134.
Located in dangerous Flat Rock, North Carolina, right?
Yeah, between the bakery and Hubba Hubba Barbecue and Campfire Grill. Yeah, stop by.
Have a good weekend, everyone, and let's watch some basketball.
Hey, guys, it's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you. My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.